The Education Committee will be starting immediately in the Senate chamber. The Education Committee will be starting immediately in the Senate chamber.
We're going to call the Senate Education Committee to order. Marcy will be taking roll silently. Anyone who is not here will be excused until they arrive. You all received a copy of the minutes of our last Education Committee meeting in your email. If there are no corrections or additions to those minutes, they will stand approved as submitted. Seeing none, the minutes are approved as submitted. We have two items on our agenda today. But before we get to those items, I do just want to take a moment and ask you all to check your email for a message from Larry Murphy regarding arts and education. We're unable to have presenters this year, and as you know, every year I invite them in to talk about the arts and education, as we do work with them on a mentorship program for arts teachers. So instead of doing an in-person presentation as they usually do, given working around the COVID restrictions, you all did receive a video presentation in your inbox, as well as some biographical information for those presenters. So take some time and really take a look at that and make sure that you're up on what's going on in arts and education here in the state of Iowa. So first up, we have Senate Study Bill 1041. With Senator Knoyer. Senator, do you have a committee report on Senate Study Bill 1041? And you are in order for opening comments.
Hello. Thank you, Madam Chair. I do have a subcommittee report. I have the subcommittee that consisted of myself, Senator Giddens, and Senator Goodwin all recommend passage, but I'm still pending Senator Giddens' signature, but he has indicated that he would sign. And I'm in order for opening remarks?
You are in order, Senator.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill, Senate Study Bill 1041, allows a member of the Board of Directors of a school district to receive compensation that exceeds $6,000 for employment as a substitute teacher, a food service worker, or a school bus driver for the school corporation in the 2021 fiscal year. Current law prohibits school board members from receiving compensation directly from the school board unless the compensation is for part-time or temporary employment and does not exceed $6,000 in the fiscal year. During the COVID-19 pandemic, many school board members are stepping in as substitute teachers, bus drivers, and food service workers to aid in the major areas of staff shortages. However, many of the school board members who have been assisting their districts with these staffing shortages are running into this income limitation. This bill provides flexibility for the districts whose school board members are filling in as substitute teachers, bus drivers, and food service workers, and this flexibility will help incentivize school board members to help their districts with staff shortages and benefit school board members who have been assisting their districts throughout the entire pandemic, and it will be effective upon enactment to help with this school year. That concludes my opening remarks.
Thank you, Senator Knoyer. Is there further discussion on Senate Study Bill 1041? Seeing none, Senator, you're in order for closing comments.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the bill.
Motion has been made and short form has been requested. All those in favor of passage of Senate Study Bill 1041, vote aye.
Aye.
Opposed, vote same sign. Senate Study Bill 1041 passes and will be placed on the calendar, waiving the requirements of Rule 40. We are now on Senate Study Bill 1042. Again, with Senator Knoyer. Senator, do you have a committee report?
Yes, Madam Chair. I do have a committee report. The subcommittee for Senate Study Bill 1042 consisted of myself, Senator Kornbach, and Senator Jay Taylor. They have both indicated that they would sign, but I have yet to get those signatures. But.
Excellent. You're in order for opening comments on Senate Study Bill 1042.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This bill has to do with the Rural Iowa Primary Care Loan Repayment Program. It makes several changes to the program to allow us to address access to care in our rural areas. These changes include allowing OB-GYNs to participate in the program. It ensures flexibility for part-time physician practice. It allows for practice site flexibility to expand psychiatric access, and it establishes true geographic standards. That concludes my opening remarks.
Is there any discussion on Senate Study Bill 1042? Senator Kornbach, you are in order.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. During the subcommittee meeting, we did have a request from the Des Moines University with regard to the eligibility standards here. According to current law, a person to be eligible has to be a student or be graduating from either Des Moines University or the University of Iowa College of Medicine. It also requires that they complete a residency program with an Iowa-based residency program. And then, of course, they must practice in Iowa in an appropriate community. Des Moines University has had difficulty getting their students into an Iowa-based residency program. That's the middle step that I just mentioned. And they requested that we look into that. This would seem to be an appropriate bill. Actually, I think the fix can be made if you look at the subparagraph before where the bill begins. It begins with paragraph 3D. If you look at 3C, that simply lists, among the other requirements, complete the residency program requirement with an Iowa-based residency program. I feel that requiring a student to do their residency in Iowa is really really requires too much. They have to go to a medical college here in Iowa. They have to come back and practice here in Iowa. The residency assignment program is called a match program. It gives the students only some degree of say as to where they would wind up with a residency program. I would think that we could do a floor amendment to improve this bill to address DMU's consideration or concern by rewording this in terms of completing a residency program approved according to whatever the relevant medical authority would be. So I'm fine with going ahead with this as is today, but I would like to work with yourself or Senator Knoyer or whoever on a floor amendment to address DMU's concern.
Thank you, Senator Kornbach. Is there further discussion on Senate Study Bill 1042? Seeing none, Senator Knoyer, you are in order for closing comments.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Senator Kornbach, for bringing up the issue that was brought up in subcommittee today or yesterday. I did address that with Representative Fry, who has a bill to address the issue in the Human Resources Committee in the House. So we will follow that closely and see if it makes sense to add that to our bill on the floor. So we will keep an eye on that. I appreciate the comments, and I move the bill.
Motion has been made to pass Senate Study Bill 1042. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Senate Study Bill 1042 will be moved to the calendar as a committee bill. And seeing no other business before the committee, Senator Kreienbrink moves we adjourn.